I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael Lombardi.
You couldn't get me to buy Mitchell Trubisky if you had him at a discount rack at Seeley's basement.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider.
If you bet MVP Mitch to win the MVP, you might want to consider that you're not going to get paid on that ticket.
Looking at the league from a front office perspective.
I want to have a convention of the Mitchell Trubisky MVP voters. I want you to come out of the closet. Like, I want you to come out and say, yes, I did. And just own it. Just, we all have made mistakes. I've had bad draft picks. You got to own it. Like, you got to own it. You know, the guy that's probably ripping my ass on Twitter has probably got an MVP ticket for Mitch.
Michael Lombardi, every Wednesday with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score. The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It is always a joy to talk to Michael Lombardi. He joins us on the Alphamonte Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. Good Friday to everyone. Hope you're staying safe, washing your hands, doing all that. Everything is good.
Yeah, we're hanging in there. And got to tell you, you were national headlines yesterday talking about Tua on the GM Shuffle podcast. And, you know, it sounds like there are teams that have flunked him with the physical. You mentioned that, a couple of teams. I was amazed about the wrist thing, and I went back and looked. He at one point had a broken finger in a spring practice, and they said he needed surgery for it, but I had never heard about the wrist, and that's yet another red flag.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, it's funny. People attack you. I mean, Lee Steinberger's agent, which, you know, Lee's got to try to do as best he can. What did he say yesterday? He said these injuries are overblown. I mean, they're not overblown. They're reality. And what people fail, and I wrote this for The Athletic today, what people fail to understand, the draft is about money. The draft is a currency. And when you have to minimize your risk, because you're maximizing your dollars, especially in the top 10, especially in the first round. And I think that when you look over the landscape of what he's done, 32 games is his collegiate career. Marvelous player. 87 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions. Won a national championship game, came from behind. Tremendous talent. Nobody's disputing the talent. The reality of it is in his career, in those 32 games, he threw less than 20 passes 14 times. Six times he threw less than. So those games, he really didn't have much going on. And then in the other games, basically he had a true 18-game career. And in those 18-game career, he's had a lot of injuries. You can't deny it. There's an old saying in scouting, past performance predicts future achievement. And if you've been hurt before, there's probably a pretty good chance as the game gets more violent, as the game gets faster, as the players get bigger, and the competition is steady every single week, you've got some risk for injury. And I think that that's just a fact. Now, anyone, that can say Tua will be healthy his entire NFL career is lying. You can't make that prediction.
You're exactly right. And, Michael, I respect where you're coming from. I think that you're giving this – you're talking about being prudent in terms of evaluating and predicting the health of somebody who has his history. Part of me is on the other side of it. Like, I look at the talent and I am sort of seduced by the possibility a little bit because he has been so special, and you worry about what you might be passing up. And then I see the reports from the two orthopedic surgeons who say that, you know, he would be fully healthy with camp began. My question, I guess, would be this: from an evaluator's perspective, from a team's perspective, as much risk as it represents, if you're a team like the Lions or a team like the Dolphins, isn't it one worth taking? Isn't that something that you might be desperate enough to take that chance in the event that he does stay healthy?
Well, let me give you a little history, and this is going to be painful for Bear fans to hear. But since 2002, there have been 54 quarterbacks drafted in the first round. The Bears have had two of those, I believe, Rex Grossman and the great MVP Mitch. And they've been picked in the first round, 54 of those players. Okay, 28 of them didn't play very well in the NFL. 11 of them played okay. They're still playing. They're on teams. They had decent NFL careers. Six of them we really can't evaluate. Most of them are from the 18 and 19 draft. And then there's 11 that basically have had really good careers. So 11 in the last 18 years, there's a 20% chance that you're going to find a quarterback that's going to lead you to the promised land in the draft alone. There's a 20% chance. Now, here's what I've concluded is, A, a lot of misevaluations on quarterbacks. There are very few people could evaluate quarterbacks in the NFL. That's why there's that number's 54. There's a sense of desperation. We've got to find one. So what you see is guys like, you know, Jason Campbell, Patrick Ramsey, Kyle Bowler. And the one thing they all have in common is the week two or three days before the draft or the day after the draft, all these players were viewed as the savior to the franchise. All of them. All of them. I mean, go back and read the press clippings. Kyle Bowler, you know, J.P. Losman, all of them, right? And the reality of it is it's a hard position to find. It's a really hard position to find. And it's even harder to coach. It's even harder to coach. So now you're going to risk. You know how hard it is, right? You know how hard it is. You're going to risk that as being difficult with a guy that you know's got injury possibilities. The deck's stacking up against you here. You're really taking risk. Whereas if you said to me, look, if Justin Herbert from Oregon, if he played at Alabama, what would he do? I would say probably have a remarkable career, right? Offense probably better tailored to his skill set, remarkable skill set, throw the ball. Okay, I get that. Is there a margin for error with Herbert? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a dangerous slope you're on when you draft a quarterback in the first round, made dangerous more by the injury factor with Tua.
Yep.
When does a player like Tua become a bargain? At what point in the draft do you look at that and say, wow, I can't believe this guy's still here?
That's a great question. And I think that's what people miss. You know, that's why I talked about it being money. That's why it's about money. It's okay for the Lions to take him and risk the third pick overall in the draft and risk a blue chip player for a guy that might stay healthy and might not be able to, and it's not going to beat out Matthew Stafford next year. We know that, right? He's not better than Matthew Stafford. Hell, he doesn't even call plays. He looks at the sidelines, right? So he doesn't even read defenses. They just do it. It's going to take some time for these kids to play. So I think the value probably happens for me, that risk that we were just talking about, I think it's got to start after 15, 16, somewhere in there. I do. I think you got to quantify that. That's the question you have to answer this week. At what point is the risk worth the number?
Given everything you've said, Michael, and everything we've talked about, then, is Chase Young the best value pick in this draft and the surest thing about the first round?
Yeah, I mean, I think so, but I love Joe Burrow. You know, I would go out on the limb for Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow's got the mind. I think he's got the competitive spirit. He's got the work ethic. I think he can win the game three ways, with his arm, with his feet, and with his mind. And I think that's really important. He's got a great sense of timing with the football. He can throw it. He understands what he needs to do. I think he's a unique kid. I think he's kind of been overlooked a little bit because he was a three-star coming out of high school, yet he was all-state in high school basketball in the state of Ohio, which, you know, people in Illinois, Ohio basketball is really good. High school basketball in Ohio is really good. You get all-state first team in that state, you're a really good basketball player. They're not giving that out to anybody. And so I think he's a little bit undervalued in terms of his athleticism, because when you go back and watch that Clemson game, His feet really helped open up that whole team. His feet allowed that offense to get going because Clemson was doing a really good job of containing what they were trying to do offensively. And his movement, which Clemson really couldn't account for, allowed him to open up and then all of a sudden wore him down.
It's it's fascinating when you start looking at drafts because it's so difficult to get it right, even with all the information, even with everything you know. And, you know, we talk about lying season when you start hearing different things. Sometimes teams are willing to give out information almost to explain why they don't do something before they don't do it. How do you balance that, Michael? You've lived this. How do you balance the amount of information that you have on a team, on a player, versus where you want to take him? Isn't that the whole trick of the thing?
Well, I think this. I think you have to – you see, what happens is the mock drafts, the people that do these mock drafts – I mean, every time you see a mock draft, they're the same names in them every week, right? I've got mock 14-5 coming out today. You know, it's the same names. They just moved them around, right? It's like ridiculous, right? And so you've got to be able to take your bias out of that. And you've got to be able to stand tall and say, look, you know, that's, you know, nobody really knows what our team needs. You know, they have their job is to predict what round the player goes in. My job is to predict what the player can do for our team. Right. That's their. We have two different jobs. And if you want to grade me on your job, that's fine. But my job is to figure out what this player is going to do when he becomes a Chicago Bear or a Cincinnati Bengal or a New England Patriot. That's my job. I got to figure out what is he going to do for our team and how is he going to benefit that. And then I got to quantify where I need to draft that player. And then you move
Michael,
forward. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's a great point. I was just going to say, before we let you go, I wanted to give you credit for we haven't talked to you, I think, since the Bears traded for Nick Foles. And you were on this from the very beginning talking about Nick Foles and why that would make sense for, of all the quarterbacks out there, the Bears to pursue. We heard from Nick Foles last Friday. We heard from the Bears about how it's an open competition. Just wanted to get your perspective on how exactly the competition might go and if there are quarterback competitions that are ever really truly open.
Well, you know, look, I think obviously it took a lot for Ryan Pace to make that call. I don't think this is something he wanted to do. At the end of the year, I think he was steadfast in what he said about the MVP, Mitch. And I think he realized at some point, and I don't know who made him realize it, that, you know, you're going to have a back door here. You know, maybe we won't give up on Mitch yet, but we're going to need to be able to prove to the football team that we're going to try to win. And you're going to lose credibility with the football team if we don't do this. And that's a powerful thing. You will lose credibility with the team. The locker room will lose respect for you because they know. And I think you got to take, you know, at least they made that move. Open competition, you know, how is it judged? You know, look, there's going to be certain people in the Bears building that have bias towards Trubisky. They're going to see everything he does as the reason why he should start. And then there's got to be somebody who stays open-minded. Bias is what kills most decision-making in the NFL. And you just hope that the bias doesn't really get in the way. Last year in Tennessee, when you talk to people with Tennessee, they're at practices. Tannehill was way better than Mariota, except the reason they didn't start Tannehill to begin the season is they wanted to give Mariota that one last chance to see what he could do. They ended up, 2-3, and they turned their season around when they went to Tannehill. Do I think that could happen at the Bears? Yeah, I do think that, you know, Mitch, because he's an incumbent, he's going to be hard to beat. But the reality of it is I think this is Nick Foles' job to lose. We've seen what MVP Mitch does. It doesn't work.
Well, it's been difficult to watch, I'll tell you that, Mike. And I think that part of it is just the idea that every team faces, which is the investment. You know, it's not the money as much as it is trading up in a draft, missing on other guys. I mean, I think a lot of people in Chicago want to move on from the story because they don't want to hear about Patrick Mahomes again, because Deshaun Watson puts a shiver through people. And you ended up with Mitch. And I just think that part of that comes into play.
No doubt it does. And look, it's a hard thing. I mean, look, again, common sense is the number one thing every leader has. And I hate to pick on Ryan, but common sense, just common sense. You took the second best quarterback in the ACC. That's a hard thing to justify. And that's why you need somebody in your building. You need somebody in your building that's going to take the opposite approach. Somebody needed to say, Ryan, are you that good of an evaluator that you're going to tell me that Deshaun Watson, who started in high school, started 4 years at Clemson, and beat Alabama and did all this, we're going to take a guy that couldn't start for 3 years at North Carolina, that didn't get offered by Ohio State? You need somebody to do that. Common sense usually prevails.
Michael, thanks a ton. Really appreciate it. Great information, as always.
Thanks, Mike. Bye-bye. Good stuff.
Be safe. That is Michael Lombardi. Fascinating stuff we got to talk about at 312-644-6767. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
MVP Mitchell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.